This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Basketball is on the air.
Walking the ball to the floor will be Casey Boss. Both teams putting some pretty good defense on the board here in the first couple of minutes. Trying to lob it down low to Boss on the low post. Catches and shoots and scores. Boss with both buckets here for St. Paul.
Today, it's live coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
The rebound brought down by Matt Bowman and Kearney Catholic. With the ball into the front court. Hoosman gives it to Butler down the lane. Scoop shot up and in for Drew Butler. And you just kind of have the sense that right now Kearney Catholic's in the middle of making their move here.
The Lou Platt's top teams battle today for conference supremacy in Kearney and a 2010 title. It's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com as we are ready to bring you Game 2 of today's high school basketball between the St. Paul Wildcats and the Kearney Catholic Stars. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show. It's our boys' consolation game in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic. In our first game today, the girls' consolation, Wood River defeated Adams Central by a score of 49-35. Still to come, the girls' championship game at 8 between Kearney Catholic and Centura, and the boys' championship game, well, the girls is at 6, the boys is at 8 between Ravenna and Adams Central. We'll take a break and look at the starting lineups for our boys' consolation game between the Stars and the Wildcats in 1 minute.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and, as always, on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. First off, let's take a look at the starting lineups for the St. Paul Wildcats. They'll be the visitors, and as always, your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. First off for the Wildcats, number 3 is a 6-foot junior, Casey Poss. Number 14 is a 6-foot-2-inch sophomore, Isaac Stone. Number 15 is a 6-foot-4-inch senior, Lewis Poss. Number 25 is a 6-foot-2-inch sophomore, Brian Gay. And number 32 is a 5-foot-10-inch sophomore in Brady Townsend. The head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats is Rick Peters, assisted by Neil Wardine, and they come in with a record of 13-3 on the season, ranked 8th and 9th in Class C1. Their three losses are to Adams Central twice and to Minden. For Kearney Catholic, number 10 is a 6-foot senior, Jared Reinke. Number 11 is a 5-foot-7-inch senior, Jacob O'Brien. Number 12 is a 5-foot-7-inch sophomore, Keegan Fitzgerald. Number 25 is a 6'2 junior, Drew Butler. And number 34 is a 6'2 senior, Matt Bowman. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Don Lease, assisted by Justin Moore and Adam Lease. They are 11-6 on the season for Kearney Catholic. Their losses this year have come to Grand Island Central Catholic, Ravenna twice, including in the semis, Axtell, St. Paul, and Hastings St. Cecilia, who are all state rated. That's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We're back after this.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
One of the stories of the ball game today will be the injury suffered by star Lewis Poss of St. Paul last night. He twisted his ankle in the last minute of the ball game. Pretty sore. He's going to get the start, but talking to him and Rick Peters before the ball game, we'll have to see how long he can go. They've got it taped up, but Poss will probably not be 100% tonight for St. Paul, so we'll see how that plays out. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll tip it off next.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Ball is in the air, and the opening tap will be controlled by Kearney Catholic. The Stars, before they even get going here, are going to have a ball deflected. They're going to call a jump and give the ball back over to St. Paul. So that didn't take very long, and the Wildcats will actually have the first crack at it here in the basketball game. Brady Townsend, who had a career-high 13 points last night in the ball game, has the basketball up to Gay. The Stars are going to come out, and looks like they're going to play a little box and one here on Lewis Poss, and Poss will get the ball down low to Isaac Stone. His short jumper won't go. Rebound being tipped around and run down by Casey Poss. St. Paul, the taller team, and boy, can they jump. And that will be one thing the Stars have to do, box out Brian Gay, a deep three, and he'll nail it. And that's how the ball game starts, with a three-pointer from way downtown, and Gay gets things going. He was banged around a little bit last night, never really got involved, as he was well covered against Adams Central. Kearney Catholic lost to these boys from St. Paul on their home court by a dozen last month. They'll try and turn it around here. Fitzgerald tries to answer with a three of his own. It's off the glass, no good. And O'Brien's going to get the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. So an offensive rebound inside Fitzgerald, but in the paint. There won't be anything in the paint you wouldn't think in the half-court set for the Kearney Catholic guards. Bowman will be about the only guy that can do anything on a post-up. Reinke for three. It's off the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by Lewis Poss. So the Wildcats able to turn away the Stars on their first two shots. Casey Poss into the corner to Stone. Back to Casey. O'Brien trying to keep an eye on Lewis Poss. Casey Poss comes down the lane. Kind of got nudged, and the double clutcher is still going to fall. So Casey Poss with the bucket, and it's quickly 5-0 St. Paul. Kearney Catholic to Bowman. Bowman down the baseline. Puts up a runner. One-hand jumper no good. Reinke trying to steal the ball away. Got it. It's blocked, though, by Lewis Poss. And it'll be St. Paul basketball, and they'll travel with the ball trying to get up the floor. So far, Lewis Poss looks okay on that bum right ankle, but you can tell he's leaning on it. First turnover of the game for St. Paul. 5-0 in favor of the Cats here. We're 2 minutes into the contest, and Kearney Catholic will have the basketball. They'll get it inside to Bowman. Back up top, Reinke. Jared for the three, and it's in. Reinke, who hasn't been shooting that much the last couple of weeks, will get a couple of early shots here, and it's 5-3 St. Paul. Put on a little full-court pressure, try to trap Brian Gay. He'll throw over the pressure into the front court to Casey Poss. Right side, he'll stop on the wing, then dribble into his brother Lewis, and they'll skip it over to Brian. Brian Gay for another three, in and out, and the rebound can't be grabbed. It's out of bounds off of St. Paul and Kearney Catholic basketball. Gay was going to try and start off 2 of 2 beyond the arc. Couldn't get that one to fall, and up the floor come the Stars. Matt Bowman will swing it to the top of the key to Fitzgerald, work it slowly to the right side to O'Brien. Off the dribble, he'll go back to Fitzgerald for the three, and it's in. So 2 3-pointers on two consecutive trips, and the Stars now take the lead at 6-5. St. Paul against the pressure. They're taking their time against this pressure, getting across the timeline, and Isaac Stone will have the ball. He'll work against Drew Butler here. Butler putting some pressure on Stone. Better do something or he's going to get a five-second count. Tries to make a move. Now kicks it off to Brian Gay in the right-hand corner. Bowman on him. Back up top to Stone. A little different-looking defense here from Kearney Catholic. Maybe even a triangle and two here. Up top with it is Stone. Stone double-team, gives it off to Poss. Lewis skip pass over to Casey on the right side. He'll try and drive. He slips the ball back out to Stone for the three. Isaac can't get that one to go, and the board brought down by the Stars, Keegan Fitzgerald. Keegan will push the ball across the timeline. Look at a pick from Bowman. Passes up the three. Goes to O'Brien in the corner. Now on the low post, try to get it to Bowman. Bowman dropped it. Fight for the ball. And Kearney Catholic picks it up with O'Brien. Everything here on the right side. St. Paul forces him to the sideline, and Fitzgerald dribbles it off his leg out of bounds. Second turnover for Kearney Catholic. 4:24 to go first quarter. Kearney Catholic 6 and St. Paul 5. Boys consolation game of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament here on KKPR. On ESPN 1460, it's the boys consolation game in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament as Eustace Farnham is taking on Sumner Eddyville Miller. SEM and Eustace Farnham currently on ESPN Radio. Those games tonight are in Holdridge. Ryan Gay, left-hand corner. Ball fake, got Reinke in the air. Doesn't drive, goes up top to Poss. Lobs it backside to Townsend. Townsend immediately gets rid of it to Casey Poss. Working it around the perimeter here, Brian Gay. Can't get to the corner, so he kicks it back out. Good defense by the Stars on this possession. Poss hasn't been able to do anything off the drive, probably because of that ankle. He hasn't done much out there. On the low post, they get it to Stone. He'll turn around and hit the five-footer. Deep on the low block, they got it to Stone, and Isaac has his first bucket of the ball game. He had a solid game last night as well for St. Paul, pouring in 11 points in the game. Now Kearney Catholic will turn it over and have our first substitution. David Squires comes into the basketball game for the Stars. And for St. Paul, it looks like they'll give that first breather. No, they won't. They'll just keep Lewis Poss in. I don't think they're going to be able to sit him much with that sore ankle, because once it tightens up, that might be the end of it. Casey Poss into the front court here for St. Paul. They went with their original five for the first 4.5 minutes. And I don't know what just happened in the corner. Isaac Stone caught the ball, kind of stepped out of bounds, and he's saying, I got pushed out or poked. I don't know what happened there. But they're going to say St. Paul just flat out stepped out of bounds. Whatever happened, the officials weren't sure what it was, and they give the ball to Kearney Catholic. And Isaac Stone's going to come out of the game. Trying to explain to his teammates, I didn't know I wasn't out of bounds. I thought I heard a whistle. Maybe that was the deal. As O'Brien tries baseline, kicks it out on the wing to Bowman. Bowman with a couple of steps, kicks it back out top. 7-6 St. Paul. Here's another three-pointer, O'Brien. That one is no good. Long rebound and a box out there by Bobby McCann. McCann, who came in for Stone, gets the rebound. Two three-pointers, that's all the Stars have been able to muster so far here in the first quarter. 3 minutes remaining, 7-6 St. Paul, first quarter. Brian Gay, skip pass over to Poss, quickly works it into the left-hand corner. Townsend for three, off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Bowman, his first, and he'll give it to Jared Reinke. Reinke quickly up the floor on the left side, will stop between the circles, go to the right wing, get it to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald comes down the baseline, puts up the 11-footer, and hit it. First two-point bucket of the game for Kearney Catholic. Fitzgerald has five, and Kearney Catholic gets the lead back at 8-7. St. Paul, not much problem with any press that the Stars have put on. Here's McCann, wide open, 12-footer, and he'll knock it down. They did not guard Bobby McCann, and he'll make him pay by hitting his first shot of the ball game. 9-8 Cats. As Reinke pushes the ball up the floor, skip pass in the left-hand corner, O'Brien. He'll try a 10-footer from the baseline, no good. And Lewis Poss has the rebound. A lot of folks waiting to sub in for Kearney Catholic, and in the backcourt, O'Brien really trying to pester Lewis Poss is going to be called for the reach. That is the first foul of the basketball game. In now for Kearney Catholic, Butler, Tyson Colling, Brian Hoosman, Alex Leese. So all five starters outside of Butler, four starters are on the bench right now. Brandon Nyberg will come in for St. Paul, and Casey Poss will take the inbounds pass, and Lewis Poss will take a breather. So once the starters sat down for Kearney Catholic, Coach Peters thought an opportune time for Lewis to get a breather. Up top, Townsend swings it right side to McCann. To Gay, long three off the pick, and he threw it over everything. Poss tries to save it in. The ball still being punched around and goes all the way out to Brian Gay at midcourt. Somebody punched it out there. And the Cats have the basketball. leading it by one. A minute 35 to go in the quarter. Gay to the free throw line, takes the 14-footer. It's dancing around, and it dances in. 5 points for Bryan. First Wildcat to hit two buckets in the quarter, and it's 11-8 St. Paul. Up ahead to Hoosman in the corner. Wrap around to Lease. Lease wanted the three, but he realized how far out he was and decided to dribble it off to Squires. To Butler, he'll take the long three and hit it. Drew Butler, who led the team in scoring last night, hits the third three of the quarter here for Kearney Catholic, and that'll tie the ball game at 11. Butler hit four threes last night and had a team-high and game-high 16 points. Up the floor, Bryan Gay, but it wasn't enough as they fell to Ravenna 51-40. And St. Paul got beat 62-51, and Bryan Gay dribbling and dribbling and dribbling gets called for the five-second count. Randy Beanoff and crew, the three-man with the whistles on tonight. And back into the ball game, we will see Dustin Somke come in. Dustin's going to come in for Bryan Gay. St. Paul also has Riley Peters in, Nyberg, Townsend, and McCann. So a lot of second-team players for both squads on the floor under a minute. Lease for the three. It's going to be off the iron, no good. And Bobby McCann will have his second rebound. Give it off to Somke. And let's see if St. Paul wants to whittle the final 40 seconds down. Well, Kearney Catholic's going to overplay these youngsters, and a hand check foul on Alex Lease. Lease with the push, his first foul. And St. Paul will take it out at midcourt on the far side. McCann will throw it in with 36 seconds to go in the quarter, and we're all tied up at 11 here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, and Bolas. Inbounds pass comes to Townsend, and he'll bring it across to Riley Peters. Peters on the right wing, loses his dribble. Going to need some help. There's nobody there. Bounce pass into traffic to Nyberg. Gets deflected. Somke able to save it. Nobody was helping out the Blues or the Wildcats on that play, and they almost turned it over. 14 seconds to go, and now a travel will be a turnover. Fourth turnover for St. Paul. Kearney Catholic 3, and the Stars will get the ball with 13 seconds to go. And St. Paul subbing in. Well, they were going to sub in. Poss got up, but they're going to take him out. And checking in Keegan Fitzgerald for this last possession for Kearney Catholic. Across the timeline, Tyson calling with 10. Off to Butler with 8. Backdoor Lease wide open, but they overthrew him, and out of bounds it went. Oh, they had the floor spread so well, but the pass was just a little too tall. Now they will bring Lewis Poss in. With 6 seconds remaining in the quarter, St. Paul's got a chance at the last shot. And they are going to send Nyberg all the way to the other end of the court. Somke to throw it in. He'll get it to Lewis Poss. Poss will go down the middle of the floor, knocked away from behind. Poss will just kind of throw it up on the run. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play in the Lou Platt Conference Boys Consolation Game. Kearney Catholic 11 and St. Paul 11. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
And we're ready to get the second quarter underway here in our second quarter, and we are all tied at 11 with St. Paul. David Squires has it in the left-hand corner. Out to Keegan Fitzgerald, a very long three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. And the ball is going to be tapped down to Riley Peters, his first rebound. Kearney Catholic trying to steal it, they do. Calling underneath the Squires, layup good. St. Paul with the turnover, and David Squires with the bucket. And the Stars have their biggest lead, 2 points, 13-11. They try to trap again, and a foul is going to be called, trapping Riley Peters. The foul is going to be called on Tyson Colling, his first. Third foul on Kearney Catholic. None have been called on St. Paul so far. Isaac Stone, Brandon Nyberg, Lewis Poss, Riley Peters, and Brian Gay on the floor to start the second quarter. In his second. Nobody shot free throws in the first quarter, and the three-pointer, St. Paul 1-5, and as we said, Kearney Catholic is 3-8. 5 points for Keegan Fitzgerald for Kearney Catholic, 5 points for Brian Gay for St. Paul. They try to lob it into Brian, and Squire steps in front and makes the steal. Two possessions, two turnovers here for St. Paul in quarter number two. Squires up the floor in the corner calling. Spot up three. Going to be short. Rebound brought down by David Squires. Squires is going to kick it out. On the wing, they'll move it around the perimeter to Fitzgerald. Back to Squires. He'll shoot the three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound tipped around. Goes to Colling, who's all alone. Missed the bunny. Got it back. Missed it again. And Stone will have the rebound for St. Paul. Colling is going to kick himself for that one. As Riley Peters brings the ball off the floor out to Gay. Gay for the three. It's around and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by David Squires. Catholic calling on the outlet. Back to Butler. Over to Squires. Back out to Drew Butler. To Keegan Fitzgerald. And the Stars will take another three-pointer. It's off the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down Squires. Squires got Poss in the end. And the ball slips out of his hands. And it's still being swatted around. And finally, it's going to end up in Kearney Catholic's hands, Keegan Fitzgerald, and he carried the ball. So a sloppy, sloppy start to the second quarter here for these two teams. And Kearney Catholic going to do a little subbing. Of course, remember the last time these two teams played, Kearney Catholic shot 43-pointers, 43-point attempts in that loss to Kearney Catholic, or that loss to St. Paul the first time around. 13-11, Kearney Catholic, 2 minutes into the second quarter, and Bobby McCann is in. He'll go to Nyberg, spots up for a three. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Brian Gay. Gay, power in the lane. The leaner goes. 7 points for Gay, and we're tied at 13. Up the floor, Drew Butler. Butler trying to beat St. Paul back, won't get the job done. He'll kick it into the corner to Creighton Pierce, who checks in. Gives it back over to Butler, trying to put on an exhibition against Townsend, throws it over to Colling. Colling with a 19-footer. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Lewis Poss, his third. Poss, baseball pass to the other end. Out of bounds. Who's going to take the timeout? 13-13. As the coaches say, these are the toughest games to play, the consolation games. St. Paul was hoping to stay in the wild card hunt because they're in a brutal district with Grand Island Central Catholic among the teams. And Coach Peters thinks unless they can win out, they're going to have to win their district. And that's going to be tough to do, and they still have Ravenna and Grand Island Central Catholic to play before the end of the regular season. 5.5 to go here. First half tied at 13. Earlier today in the girls' game, Wood River beat Adams Central 49-35. And in the Fort Kearney Conference, Pleasanton beat Wilcox Hildreth 42-34. Right now, Kearney Catholic has the ball, and Jared Reinke, Jacob O'Brien, Creighton Pierce, Matt Bowman, and Keegan Fitzgerald, and another Kearney Catholic travel. Ball will come over to St. Paul. Both teams are trying to overplay the ball, and with St. Paul's height, Kearney Catholic can't throw it over, but they're not throwing it around them either. And for St. Paul, they're not able to fight off all the picks. Stars with the basket, Stars with the defense. Pierce is going to come out and try and face Lewis Poss. Poss hasn't scored. Played on that bum angle. Brian Gay for the three. It is no good. Rebound yanked down by Matt Bowman. Bowman outlet pass to Jared Reinke. Reinke up the floor. Comes all the way in. 360. Throws up a wild shot. Can't get it to go. And it's going to go out of bounds off of St. Paul. No, it's going to go off bounds of Kearney Catholic. They'll change the direction and give the ball back to St. Paul. So Casey Poss, who is back in the ball game, will give it off to Brian Gay. Gay to Poss. And for Casey, he'll slowly bring it up, still in the back court, and lost it off his leg out of bounds. Turnover number 8 for St. Paul. The shooting has cooled off here. There were some problems for the girls' teams in the first game, and now some problems here in the second game. Of course, the Stars shot just 26% last night, and they're 1 of 10 in this quarter. Another three-pointer, but this one is good. Jacob O'Brien hits his first three. The Stars are now 4 of 12 from beyond the arc, and they have the lead, 16-13. Brian Gay looking up the floor, nobody there, so he'll slow it down. working against his zone trap, gets it across the timeline, left side. And a hand check called on Creighton Pierce. That'll be his first foul. Five fouls on the Stars, still no fouls in the game on St. Paul, and we're midway through the second quarter. Score update in the boys' consolation of the Fort Kearney Conference, SEM 20 and Eustace Farnham 15 after one. 20-15 SEM leading Eustace Farnham after one quarter. That game on ESPN Radio, 1460. St. Paul will spread the floor and throw the ball around the three-point arc. Bobby McCann, the only man inside the arc. He's at the high post. Nyberg, right corner. They'll flash Gade through, but not look. Wildcats just seem to be very confused about the Stars' defense. McCann's open. Turnaround jumper from 14, no good. Keegan Fitzgerald will bring down the rebound. Up the floor they come. O'Brien was open. He'll give it off to Reinke. Jared, he's got a little room. He'll come all the way to the right side. Put it up, no good. Bowman wins the battle for the board. Missed the putback. And Lewis Poss has the rebound for St. Paul. Up the floor to McCann. He hit the rim of the layup. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Jared Reinke. Reinke to the other end. Just draws contact, and he's going to be called for the charge. Ball will go over to St. Paul. So far, 5 points in the quarter for Kearney Catholic, two for St. Paul. Into the ball game, Isaac Stone and Brady Townsend for St. Paul. They'll re-enter, and Nyberg, along with McCann, are going to check out. Don't forget, coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats, recap the first game today, and preview the championships. As St. Paul has the basketball, Isaac Stone gets around the defender, pulls up from nine. It will not go. Brian Gay, putback will not go. Somebody get me a can opener as Drew Butler gets the rebound. This is ridiculous. Butler for three. It's an air ball. I don't know what the coaches are going to tell him in the halftime locker room. Shoot better? I mean, that's all we're at right now. It's got to be frustrating on both sides. Neither coach has called a timeout. They're running what they want to run. They're just not making the shots. 16-13, Kearney Catholic leads by three. 2:45 to go here in the first half. Up the floor with it, St. Paul with Casey Poss. And Poss going to be called for a push-off, bringing the ball up the floor. And for Casey, that'll be his first foul because it's the first foul of the game on the Wildcats. And it comes on the offensive end. So the ball comes back over to Kearney Catholic, and O'Brien will throw it into Jared Reinke. Reinke will walk the ball up the floor to the top of the circle. Bowman is back on the bench. Squires is in. Bowman hasn't scored. They haven't got the ball to him inside, and now Kearney Catholic called for a walk. 7 turnovers on the Stars, 8 turnovers on St. Paul. Don't forget the girls' championship next. Kearney Catholic Centura scheduled to start at about 6. And the boys' championship, Ravenna and Adams Central at 8. Be here a little early, folks, because if they move it along, and there's always some time, they'll start it a few minutes early, like this game. Just 2 or 3, which is a good thing. They're ready to go. They're going to start them. Lob down low, and St. Paul had nobody there to lob it to. 9th turnover here for St. Paul. 2:13 to go here in the first half of play. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball back. 16-13 must be a problem because that's where the girls were in the first game today. 16-13 for like ever. And it was 20-13 at the half. Here's Reinke. He gets through the double team. His floater finally moves the scoreboard. Jared with his second bucket. And it's 18-13. Kearney Catholic with their biggest lead. St. Paul was up 5-0, remember. They've got 8 points in the last 12 minutes. And with it is Lewis Poss. He'll dribble around, find Casey. Drop step, fake the three. Come to the baseline, attack hard, put it up. No good, but a foul called on Kearney Catholic. Good move that time by Casey Poss. And he will shoot the first free throws of the ball game for either team. The foul is on Drew Butler, his first. And Casey Poss' first free throw is up and in. Just the third point of the quarter here for the Cats. Checking in, Matt Bowman, Brian Hoosman, Tyson Colling for the Stars. Staying on the floor, Fitzgerald and Butler. St. Paul has Nyberg, Townsend, Stone, Gay, and Casey Poss, who is shooting the second free throw. And Casey hits them both. 4 points for Casey Poss. 18-15. Kearney Catholic with the lead by three. Up the floor with it is Drew Butler. Butler works left side, then backs it out. Out top to Colling. Colling, a couple of dribbles into the right-hand corner to Hoosman. St. Paul pushing that zone pressure out, and then Kearney Catholic throwing over the top of it. Out of bounds, and they're going to say it was tipped. They'll say it was tipped. The officials working it over between themselves. Good job of communicating there to get the call right. And it will be Butler to throw it in. To Bowman, back to Butler in the front court. Drew 30 feet away, gives it back to Bowman, right side Hoosman into the corner, calling for the three. It's good. Tyson Colling with his first three-pointer of the ball game. Fifth of the game for the Stars, so 15 of their 21 points beyond the arc. Isaac Stone dribbles it off his foot, but that's because one of the Stars grabbed his arm. And the foul is going to be on Brian Hoosman, I believe. That will be his first personal foul. 1-1 here for St. Paul. Isaac Stone will go to the line. He's got 2 points so far in the basketball game. 1:04 to go before the half. And Stone will put the free throw up and in. 3 points for Stone. 21-16. And the second free throw now for Stone. Takes his time, squares it up, and fires it towards the rim and in. So Stone hits them both. St. Paul is 4-4 at the line here in this second quarter of play. 21-17, Kearney Catholic. Under a minute to go here before the half. They'll get the ball into the hands of Hoosman. Over to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald double-team, drives in, puts the floater up, no good. Bowman got the rebound. He is deep in traffic, up and in, and a foul. Bowman will go to the line to try and complete the three-point play, his first bucket of the basketball game. So the Stars trying to make a mini run here before halftime. The foul on the Wildcats, Brandon Nyberg, his first. Again, only the second foul of the half on St. Paul. So the first free throw attempt of the game for Kearney Catholic, and Matt Bowman, the senior who's headed to K-State to play a little football, is in and out, no good. And Nyberg, who committed the foul, gets the rebound. Off to Brian Gay. 6-point Kearney Catholic lead. They've got a 2-on-1 at the other end, but they don't look up the floor on this press. Gay will dribble through the press and give it to Nyberg. That was one time the long outlet pass probably results in a layup. Over to Casey Poss. 30 seconds to go. Poss puts the ball on the floor, drives into the paint, steps through the double team. Tough shot, but he hit it. Casey Poss with 6 points. 23-19. Stars hurry the ball up the floor to Colling. Hit the trailer, Bowman, immediately to Butler. St. Paul's all over him. Butler dribbles to the left wing. He'll rush the jumper, and he gets fouled by Casey Poss. That's going to be the second foul on Poss. The ball came up way short. And two free throws coming up. 11 seconds to go here in the first half of play. And two free throws coming up for Drew Butler. Butler hit a three-pointer back in the first quarter for his point total so far. And the first free throw is on the way and in. 4 points for Butler. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. So stay with us for that. And the second free throw now coming up for Drew Butler. They're just double checking who the foul is on, and they're able to get it on Casey. So now we're ready to go. Second free throw for Butler on the way, and it's in. So Butler hits them both. It is 25-19, 10 seconds here as Stone pushes the ball up the floor for St. Paul. Has a little room into the double team. It's knocked away. It's stolen away by Hoosman to Butler. Up the floor, shot at the buzzer. Will count if it goes, but it's blocked out of bounds by Townsend. Off the attempt of Fitzgerald, so Brady Townsend got back there and saved a shot attempt. We are at half. Your score is Kearney Catholic 25 and St. Paul 19. Boys' consolation game of the Lou Platt Tournament. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. Go get a Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, Mayne, Kostler, and Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman, Mayne, Kostler, and Cottle. PC, CPA.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Today, it is the finals of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament, consolation games this afternoon, the championship games tonight, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. At half of the boys' game, it is Kearney Catholic 25 and St. Paul 19. We'll give you the numbers in just a few moments. Earlier today, in the girls' consolation game, it was Wood River defeating Adams Central 49-35. Wood River was up 7 at the half at 20-13. Adams Central came out and scored the first 7 points of the third quarter to tie the game at 20. But over the last 4 minutes, Wood River went on a 19-4 run. They were up 39-24 going into the fourth quarter and coasted home to the 49-35 victory. Kelly Bossert, 17 points. Lacey Wodicheski had 16 for the victors. For Adams Central, Jalinda Hodson led the way with 12 points, but was in some foul trouble in the second half and fouled out with 3.5 to go in the ball game. Still to come today, it is the championships of the 2010 conference tournament. We'll have a new champion on the girls' side as Kearney Catholic will take on the red-hot Centura Lady Centurions. Kearney Catholic has won 16 in a row since a Game 2 loss to Sandy Creek, who has lost a couple of games here in the last 2 weeks to Sutton, and then they got upset in the semifinals of their Southern Nebraska Conference tournament on Thursday. But still, Sandy Creek, a solid ball club, and Kearney Catholic 17-1, ranked second in Class C. For Centura, they played their first 7 games of the year on the road and started the season 3-6. Since then, they have won 8 in a row. They are 11-6, and they have beaten Ravenna and Adams Central here in the conference tournament. Kearney Catholic defeating Ord and Wood River. They're the boys' championship game, the number one team in C2, 16-1 Ravenna, will take on the number 8 team in Class B, 15-1 Adams Central. 1 loss per team, and both of those losses were handed out by Grand Island Central Catholic, and the Crusaders' only loss has been to Hastings St. Cecilia. So there's some good boys' basketball in the area, and the boys' championship game is at 8. Ravenna looking to win another conference championship. They've been in 8 of the last 9 finals, and they really have things going there for the Blue Jays. But at Adams Central, they had a tough ball game last night and pulled away late for the victory over the St. Paul Wildcats. So those are the games still to come. In the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament today, the girls' consolation game is over, and that was won by Pleasanton 42-34 over Wilcox-Hildreth. They're not quite to the half of the boys' game between SEM and Eustace Farnham. SEM was up 5, 20-15 at the end of the first quarter. In other basketball, the championship games in Holdridge at the FKC, the girls' final, Axtell and Loomis. The boys' final will be a great one. Axtell, ranked third in Class C2, will take on the number 2 team in D1, Overton, at 8 o'clock. All those games are on ESPN 1460. And finally, the Twin Valley Conference being played today at Donovan Trumbull. Shelton and Deschler were in the girls' consolation. Silver Lake and Shelton are underway in the boys' consolation. And then the finals will be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Silver Lake and Lawrence Nelson girls at 5:30, and Lawrence Nelson and Blue Hill boys at 7:15. Earlier today, the UNK women, an 83-61 win over Regis, and also today a win for the Nebraska women. They're still unbeaten at 21-0, beating 12th-ranked Texas A&M, 71-60. Here it is, the Kearney Catholic boys leading St. Paul 25-19 at the half. We'll take a look at the numbers after this timeout.
The place to head for coffee, sandwiches, and hot specials in Caro? It's Aces and Eights. Between the scrumptious food and the really cozy atmosphere, you'll find it hard to leave. Treat yourself and the family to Aces and Eights. Coffee, cafe, and general store in downtown Caro.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And we are back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The boys' semifinals in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament at halftime, SEM 42 and Eustis Farnham 28. Let's take a look at our first half numbers. First of all, for the St. Paul Wildcats, one rebound for Brandon Nyberg. Casey Poss has 6 points and a rebound. Bobby McCann has 2 points and two rebounds. Isaac Stone, 4 points and a rebound. Lewis Poss, he's playing on that bum ankle. He's playing, he's just not shooting. He's got 4 rebounds and 1 block shot. I'm not sure he's taken a shot in this game. Ryan Gay, 7 points to lead the team, 3 rebounds. Brady Townsend has 1 block shot, and Riley Peters, 1 rebound. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting all in the second, where the Cats went 4 for 4. They made their first 3-pointer and missed their next 7. Turnovers, 4 in the first, 6 in the second. Foul situation, Casey Poss has 2. There were only 3 total called on the Cats in the first half. 11 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second. St. Paul has 19 points, 13 rebounds. 4 out of 4 at the free throw line, 1 of 8 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 10 turnovers. St. Paul is 7 of 20 from the field for 35%. They were just 2 of 10 in the second quarter. For Kearney Catholic, Jared Reinke, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Jacob O'Brien, 3 points and a rebound. Keegan Fitzgerald, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Tyson Colling, 3 points, 2 rebounds. David Squires, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Drew Butler, 5 points and a rebound. And Matt Bowman, 2 points, 4 rebounds. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting all in the second, where the Stars were 2 of 3. 3-point shooting, 3 of 7 in the first quarter, 2 of 6 in the second. Turnovers, 4 in the first and 3 in the second. Kearney Catholic, 2 fouls on Alex Lease, the only player with multiple fouls. 11 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second. The Stars have 25 points, 16 rebounds, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, 5 of 13 from 3-point land and 7 turnovers. Kearney Catholic is currently 9 of 30 from the field for 30% in this basketball game, just over 30%, 31%. They're 5 of 19 in the second quarter alone. At the half, Kearney Catholic leading at 25 to 19, and we will be back with second half action in a minute. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome. When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, a muffler, or even a total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care, now offering computer alignments too. Then for your storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 and Kansas in Caro.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Welcome back to high school basketball. Good crowd on hand. Of course, Kearney Catholic playing in this game and the next. The next game, Kearney Catholic Centura here. It's Kearney Catholic leading the St. Paul boys 25-19 at the half. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns from Cope Coliseum, Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. It will be St. Paul ball to start the third quarter of play. The Cats are 13-3 on the season. Kearney Catholic 11-6. All 6 losses, including a previous one to St. Paul, have been to rated teams. Same thing for St. Paul. 2 losses to Adams Central and 1 to Minden. So Brady Townsend has the basketball to Casey Poss, Lewis Poss, Isaac Stone, Brian Gay on the far 5 on the floor to start the second half here for the Cats. So Lewis Poss drives, but Reinke knocks it away. Lewis got it back. Turns, runs into Bowman, and a foul going to be called all the way out top. And Kearney Catholic's not going to like that because it was a horrible call. They're going to call it on Matt Bowman. Whether it was the correct call or not, Don Leese is saying, how could you call that from midcourt? And that's exactly what he is pleading his case here. Poss was in trouble in the paint, had lost the ball and turned and ran right into Bowman, and they're also going to give him two shots. So Poss will put the first one up and have his first point of the basketball game. So 72 good calls, one bad call so far today. It's been pretty well officiated. Second free throw on the way, and it's in. So Poss will get 2 points from the free throw line, and it's 25-21. Kearney Catholic by four, St. Paul scoring on their first possession here of the second half. Fitzgerald, Butler, Bowman, O'Brien, and Reinke, the original five on the floor here for the Stars. Butler, back cut, he finds O'Brien. There's no space, so he goes into the corner to Reinke for three, and he got it. Jared with 8 points in the basketball game. The Stars have hit their last three three-pointers, and they're up by seven. That's their largest lead of the game, 28-21. Stone into the front court, working into the man-to-man. Fitzgerald's there, leaves it off for Casey Poss. Kind of a lazy pass, and now Poss needs some help. Looking, he'll throw it over the top to Townsend. Townsend has it, and he is way out on the right side. Pass knocked away. O'Brien with the steal. Can he get to the other end for a shot? Gives it off to Butler and throws it off his leg. Townsend got back and got in the way, and a good defensive play by St. Paul, and now up the floor, Drew Butler, too much on the body, and that'll be the second foul on Butler. St. Paul basketball in front of their own bench. .640 to go here in quarter number three. St. Paul trying to get some offense going. Poss at the high post. Lewis up top to Gay. Gay for the three. It's off the heel. No good. Rebound brought down by Drew Butler. You heard the roar. Kearney Catholic fans wanted to walk. Nonetheless, they've got the ball off the missed three. Try to get it to Reinke. Reinke is going to be fouled by Gay. The pass wasn't very good, so Brian went for the steal and didn't get there in time, and that'll be personal foul number one on Brian Gay. Again, St. Paul's not going to be in any foul trouble. Poss Casey has two, but they only had three total fouls called on them the whole first half. Tyson Colling will check in here for the Stars. And Jared Reinke hurt himself, and he's going to go to the locker room. And his ankle, of course, the injury from football, he got tangled up over there, and he went straight to the locker room. I'm not sure who's following him in. Bowman, pull-up jumper, he knocks it down. 10-footer for Matt Bowman, and he'll make it 30-21, Stars by nine. Lewis Poss, trapped in the backcourt, throws it over the pressure into the front court to Isaac Stone. The Cats having trouble getting inside. Here's Stone pulling up from 16. It's no good. Lewis Poss, high in the air. He's got a great vertical, and he's able to tip it out and run it down. Poss just dribbling the ball in the right wing. Double team, going to have to get rid of it. Looking for some help into the corner to Stone. Stone back inside. Ball deflected by Butler and stolen away. Fitzgerald picks up the loose ball. Up the floor comes Drew Butler. He'll kick it onto the right wing. Bounce pass to Bowman. Flashing to the lane, and Matt will lay it up and in. 32-21. An 11-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. And Stone will push the ball up the floor here for St. Paul. St. Paul, a pretty young team. They'll get it into Gay. Gay in the double team, and he'll find the way to get that ball up off the glass and in. 9 points for Brian Gay. 32-23, Kearney Catholic. Moves the ball around the perimeter on NBA three by Fitzgerald. Rattles in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by the Cats. Isaac Stone with just his second board of the ball game. Outlet pass to Lewis Poss. Guarded there by Colling, and he'll be called for the carry. And Lewis knew it. He made a big spin move in the lane, and that will be turnover number three of the quarter. 13 of the game. And Jared Reinke comes right back into the basketball game. So evidently he's okay as he went into the bathroom, or the locker room, I should say. Went into the locker room after he got tangled up, and apparently he's okay. And into the front court he comes. I'm not sure that he twisted his ankle, but he hustled into that locker room and appears to be okay. Matt Bowman with the ball at the high post. He's going to take it to the free throw line inside about a foot. The jumper no good. Brian Gay with his fourth rebound. He'll trot the ball up the floor on the right side. Now the double team gets him at half court. Boy, St. Paul is falling into that almost every time. Casey Poss now takes the jump pass on the right side. Stone, head and shoulder fake out to Casey. Poss for the three. It's no good. 1 of 10 from three-point land for St. Paul. And David Squires will have his fourth rebound. Alex Leese is in there. Hoosman is checked in, along with Bowman and Reinke, the five on the floor. Squires top of the circle, down low to Lease. One-hand turnaround, jumper off the glass, and he'll score. First bucket of the ball game for Lease. 34-23, Kearney Catholic. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Casey Poss in the front court to Townsend. Townsend tries to tiptoe the sideline. Does, brings it in, dribbles it off his knee. The ball's being kicked around, and Kearney Catholic never got possession. And going to be called for a travel. Bowman jumped on the ball and slid about 3 feet with it, and so St. Paul will keep the ball. Riley Peters checks in, and so does Brandon Nyberg for the Wildcats. 34-23, Kearney Catholic. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com as Lewis Poss takes the inbound, goes right down the middle of the lane, left-hand scoop shot, good. First field goal of the game for Lewis Poss, and it's 34-25. 9-point Kearney Catholic advantage. High post Bowman to Reinke. Reinke into the corner to Hoosman. Jared back out top, goes on the wing to Bowman. Bowman, one dribble, back out top to Jared. He'll hold the ball. Couple of dribbles, doesn't go anywhere to Lease. Alex is going to take the three. It's off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound comes out to Lewis Poss. Poss normally would be off to the races, but with that banged up ankle from last night, he'll just slow it up, fire it into the paint. Got a man, Nyberg, and Nyberg is fouled. Nyberg and Peters were standing next to each other, and Kearney Catholic just went ahead and ran them both over. This foul will be called on Matt Bowman. That is his second, third foul of the half. Here comes Fitzgerald calling and Butler back into the ball game for Kearney Catholic. Just an extra body or two to run in there compared to what St. Paul can do without having a drop-off. Nyberg will throw it into Casey Poss, left corner. Knocked away, out of bounds, off St. Paul. The turnover created by Tyson Colling. Fourth turnover of the quarter here for St. Paul. 34-25. Stars lead it by nine, but a run by either team here, just a mini run, could significantly change how things go. Stars basketball. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. They're up by nine. Butler over to Reinke. Quick look at a three. Peters got in his face, and he'll go back out to Drew Butler. Butler behind the back. Still a double team. Has to swing it back out to Reinke. Jared, a couple of dribble, didn't go anywhere. Swings it over to Fitzgerald. Stars being a little more patient here. Bowman open on the high post, swings it in the corner to Colling. Baseline open, and then it's punched away from behind by Lewis Poss. Stars turn it over. Up the floor, Peters. Numbers aren't there. He just throws it behind him, and Casey Poss will grab it. Off to Lewis. Pull-up jumper from nine. Off the glass, no good. Nyberg has the rebound here for St. Paul. He'll put it up and score. Well, the lefty gets in his first bucket. Nice action from Brandon Nyberg, and good hustle to get the bucket, and the lead is cut down to seven. 34-27. St. Paul fans trying to make a little noise for their boys here on the road. Bowman down the lane. The leaner, no good. Nyberg stood his ground, and the rebound brought down by Casey Poss. Poss gives it off to Lewis Poss, and a little adrenaline starting to flow here for St. Paul, but they lose the basketball. Poss had three guys on him and nobody to help, and the ball is turned over. 15 turnovers in the game for St. Paul. And the Stars will get the basketball back. Butler comes out, and O'Brien is back into the ball game. And Kearney Catholic will lob it out to midcourt. 1:50 to go, third quarter. 34-27, Stars. Fitzgerald right side with the three, won't go. Board brought down by Lewis Poss. And a bucket here by St. Paul would start that mini run. Riley Peters, baseline. He walked. He was going to shoot the three. Reinke backed off of him. And so he decided, I'll try and drive the baseline. And the sophomore, or the junior, excuse me, called for the walk. Checking in for St. Paul, Jordan Kossler. His first action, and also Destin Somke comes in. He saw a couple of minutes in the first half. 1:35 and counting here in the third quarter. Stars maintain the lead, 34-27. It was 25-19 at the half. Corner Butler, up top Bowman, no look right side. They'll get it to Fitzgerald in the corner for three, all the way down and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Lewis Poss. And a hand check foul on the Stars as he started to bring the ball up the floor. Going to be called on Keegan Fitzgerald, his first, and the team's fourth. St. Paul has only been whistled for four fouls the whole game, so they're clean there. Kearney Catholic not too bad. I think that's the 12th of the entire game. Neither team's called a timeout the whole contest, so this game has been moving along at a pretty good pace. as the lob pass stolen away. Bowman. Bowman's out ahead of everybody. He goes in for the easy layup and scores. Matt Bowman with the steal and score. He's got six in the quarter and eight in the game. 36-27. That's kind of a big turnover. St. Paul had a chance to cut it to five. Kostler in the paint, works his way in, kicks it out to Lewis. Ball fake, still gets the three away, and nothing but net for Lewis Poss. All seven of his points are here in the third quarter of play. So maybe as the game moves on, that ankle's not hurting as bad. 36-30, Kearney Catholic. They were up by 11 earlier in this quarter. Bowman up top with 35 seconds. Reinke on the wing left side to O'Brien and back up. They want to play for the last shot, it looks like. Reinke's going to pull it out, but St. Paul's going to play defense on him. Somke on Butler. Butler decides to drive, and they're going to say that Somke is a little too handsy. First foul on Destin, just the second of the half. Tyson calling. Well, it looked like he was going to check in. Now he's not. So on the other side, Kyle McCarty is going to come in for St. Paul. 26 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic basketball. And St. Paul's not even going to guard the inbounds. So they'll throw it in the backcourt to Jared Reinke, and he just wants to play for the last shot. So he walks it up at a worm's pace across the timeline and just sits there in the center circle and dribbles it until they're ready to go as the clock counts under 15 seconds. Stars will have the lead going into the fourth quarter. How much will it be? Over to O'Brien. Tried to throw it to Butler in the corner and threw away behind him. And Don Lees is going to make a substitution because of the turnover. When you've done it long enough, you know what he's doing. 7.5 seconds left. St. Paul's got the length of the court. Get it into Lewis Poss. And they're going to call him for a charge. Drew Butler undercut him at midcourt. And the call goes against St. Paul. Lewis turned around and had no chance to do anything because Butler was there. Charging call on Lewis Poss, his first. So now Kearney Catholic has it at midcourt with 6 seconds. So the Stars will throw it in, and Reinke just going to let it roll. Now picks it up. Jared to the right side. Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald launches the three. It is short, no good. Out of bounds. This time expires, and that's the end of three quarters in the boys' consolation game of the 2010 Luplat Conference Tournament. Your score, Kearney Catholic 36, St. Paul 30 on Classic Hits 98.9.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Your Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with a hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Go Wildcats.
Age 50 or older? Is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Agricultural Services of Bolus and Carroll offer the finest in crop production products and services. Their team members are always ready to service your needs with well-maintained equipment and quality products to protect and nourish your crop. For top yield, see the area leader in high-yield crop production. Agricultural Services of Bolus or Carroll.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns back at Cope Gymnasium as we bring you the final score or final quarter. Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the fourth quarter and start it with Drew Butler bearing a three in the left-hand corner. They're now 7 of 20 from three-point land. That's only half as many as they shot the first time these two teams met. 8 points for Butler and the lead out to 9, 39-30. Lewis Poss knocked away. Reinke with the steal. That's the 18th turnover for St. Paul. Layup at the other end calling, and they wave it off for the foul. He didn't dribble the ball and took three steps, and so kind of got it caught in what you would say on the wrong foot going in and took that extra half step. So the ball comes back over to St. Paul, and into the front court with it is Lewis Poss. Lewis with all 7 of his points last quarter. 9 points for Brian Gay, leads the team. 6 for Casey Poss. For Kearney Catholic, 8 for Jared Reinke and Matt Bowman. Bowman had 6 in the quarter. Ball nearly turned over. Who are they going to say it's off of? I don't think they know. They're going to give the ball to Kearney Catholic. The referees looked at each other, weren't quite sure, and it's going to be a turnover. St. Paul has 9 turnovers here in the second half. The UNK men a winner this afternoon. They pick up the 66-59 win over Regis. UNK women beat Regis 83-61. Nebraska women a winner 71-60 over 12th ranked Texas A&M as Fitzgerald cuts through the lane. His one-hand floater, no good. Nyberg will get his third rebound. And up the floor, Lewis Poss, and he's going to be shoved. Foul on the Stars will be their fifth team foul, and it goes on Keegan Fitzgerald, his second. Three fouls of the half on St. Paul. Don't forget the Husker men will play at the top of the hour against number one Kansas in Lawrence. The game is televised on ESPNU this afternoon at 5. Right now it's 39-30 Kearney Catholic, a minute into the fourth quarter, leading St. Paul. Isaac Stone being double-teamed, nobody to give it to. Where's the five-second count? Off to Casey Lewis Poss. Kossler is still in there after coming in late in the third quarter for St. Paul. Stone with it. Not much movement away from the basketball here for St. Paul. Stone gives it to Kossler at the top of the circle. Right side to Lewis Poss. He's double-teamed, goes around the double-team. Baseline jumper from 10, no good. Rebound comes out to Matt Bowman. That's his first of the half. Over to Drew Butler. Butler into the front court, stops at the top of the circle and hands it off to Bowman, who looks left side to Reinke. Stars have slowed it down quite a bit here in the fourth quarter. He'll come off a pick. Jared will shoot the three. Short. Ball tipped, and Kossler has it here. Jordan has the ball for St. Paul. Stone's outlet pass deflected by Drew Butler. The steal made. He'll shoot the three, but it is no good. And the rebound brought down by Brady Townsend. So the guys that really shone last night for St. Paul, not so much tonight. It's been the two main guys in Poss and Gay, and Kearney Catholic all over Poss, and Poss able to save it as they go to the ground off of Collins' head out of bounds. Casey Poss and Brian Gay back in for St. Paul, and Brian Hoosman in for Kearney Catholic. 5:48 to go in the game, 39-30 in favor of Kearney Catholic. The Stars looking for their 12th win of the season, and St. Paul has the basketball, trying to avoid back-to-back losses for the first time this season. And if my math is right, Brian Gay shooting the three, missed it, but nobody boxes out Nyberg. Brandon Nyberg with the offensive putback off the missed three. St. Paul just 2 of 12 from beyond the arc. As I look at Kearney Catholic's schedule, they have one win against a rated team, and that was against Loup City. And Loup City ranked 10th in D1. They beat them in the quarters the other night of the conference tournament. And a three-second violation going to be called here against Kearney Catholic. At first I thought they had called a hand check, but no, it's a three-second. And Lewis Poss, they're basically triple-teaming him up to Brian Gay. There should be some room, so Brian takes it all the way in. Missed a left-handed finger roll. And the rebound brought down by Bowman. Or Hoosman, one of those two was in there. We'll give it to Hoosman. Brian with his first board. Over to Reinke, and he's bumped. Yeah, it's starting to get a little chippy out there right now. Both teams are struggling offensively inside the arc, and they're really starting to hand check and push with the hip and stick the knee out. And the foul call there on Brady Townsend. His first, team's fourth. Both teams are in good shape when it comes to fouls as far as individuals. Nobody in the game has three. And there's 5 minutes to go. 39-32 Kearney Catholic. Bowman, top of the key, comes to the high post on the dribble, swings it out to Butler, up top against the trapping zone here of St. Paul. Swing it left side to Reinke. I don't think I've ever done a game that hasn't had a timeout called, and we haven't had one yet. Into the corner to Butler. Three-pointer for Drew. That time he overshot it, and the rebound brought down by Lewis Poss. I've got Lewis for 9 boards in the ball game. Then he throws up a wild shot at the other end. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Jared Reinke. Poss got a little deeper than he thought he was, and when he looked up, he went, uh-oh, and a walk at the other end. Reinke trying to step through the double team, took an extra step, and the ball comes back over to St. Paul. But can St. Paul take advantage of any of this? Kearney Catholic's playing okay, but they're letting St. Paul hang around. They haven't pulled away. They were up by 11 in the third quarter. And we've played between 6 and 11 ever since then. 4:20 to go, and St. Paul has missed quite a few threes. You figure they're due. Now they break the press 4-on-3. Gay out to Poss, doesn't take the shot, and they go out between the circles. So they didn't take advantage of the numbers that they had. Casey on the right elbow, picks his dribble up, gives it to Nyberg. Now over to Lewis Poss, 4-3, and it's good. Lewis Poss with 10 points in the ball game, and just like that, the lead is down to 4. 39-34 Stars. With 4 minutes to go in the game, a long three by Fitzgerald. It hits the rim and goes to the top of the backboard. No good. Lewis Poss gets the rebound. stops at the three-point arc. He'll force the three, partially blocked, no good. Nyberg, the rebound, back up and in. And it is a 7-0 run and a timeout, Kearney Catholic. 3:36 to go, fourth quarter. The score, Kearney Catholic 39, St. Paul 37. We'll be back in a minute.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirchner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They also offer rental on West Point manure spreaders. Kirchner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
More exciting high school basketball right here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and, of course, to our friends in Wood River. 3:30 to go in the game, and the Stars' lead is dwindled to two. Out to Drew Butler. He's going to try the three out of the timeout. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Casey Poss. Poss carried the basketball. Poss was trying to get through the double team, and when you dribble it over the defender's head, you're going to get called for the carry, and that's exactly what happened. 39-37, Kearney Catholic. 3:22 to go in our boys' consolation game. And usually, you know, the consolation game doesn't mean a lot, but they're high school kids and they want to win, and it's going to mean a lot here over the next 3:15. Drew Butler with it. High post to Hoosman. Into the corner, O'Brien. He's deep on the baseline. In traffic, throws through into the corner. Squire shoots the three. It's short, no good. Rebound being fought for. Casey Poss picks up the loose ball. Hands it off to Brady Townsend. Townsend being accosted by Hoosman. Into the front corner. They'll go deep right side to Gay. 2:50 to go. Bryant is back it in, and they're going to call something, and they're going to call it on O'Brien for the block. It's before the shot. It's the sixth team foul, so St. Paul will take it out underneath their own hoop. Don't forget, when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show here on KKPR, and St. Paul will check it in. Casey Poss gives it to Lewis, who seals off, got his man in the air, six-footer, short, follows the shot, can't grab it, out of bounds, off Kearney Catholic. Jared Reinke and Matt Bowman come into the ball game. The boys' consolation in the Fort Kearney Conference, it's SEM 62 and Eustace Farnham 44 at the end of three. All the FKC games airing today on ESPN 1460 AM. St. Paul to throw it in. And Lewis Poss looking, goes all the way out to Brian Gay near midcourt. Brian will catch the ball and give it off to Casey Poss. Casey, one-on-one, working on Bowman, over to Nyberg. Trying to post up Gay. Gay really shoving down low. They get it to him. He's double-teamed. Couple of dribbles, nothing he can do. He's going to try and force the shot. Butler knocked it away. It's loose in the lane. Bodies on the floor. And we're going to get a foul on Kearney Catholic because Casey Poss grabbed it. It'll probably be on Squires as it got loose in the lane. The foul on Squires will be his first personal foul. And two shots coming up for Casey Poss. He's 2 of 2 at the line, has 6 points. They all came in the first half. But with 2:21 to go, he could tie the ball game if he hits them both. So the first free throw here for Casey Poss is up and no good. That is the first free throw that the Cats have missed in the game. They were 6 of 6. Kearney Catholic is just 2 of 3. 2:21 to go. 39-37, Kearney Catholic looking for their second win of the week over a rated team. Second free throw good. So Poss gets 1 of 2, and it's 39-38, an 8-0 run here by St. Paul. Kearney Catholic has scored just 1 3-pointer, and that was Drew Butler. That's it here in the fourth quarter, and that's been about 4 minutes ago. They spread the floor, get it to Bowman. He'll attack the lane, put the little runner up and in. Matt Bowman gets a nice shot to fall. He's got 10, and it's 41-38 Kearney Catholic with 2 minutes to go in the game. Lewis Poss will walk the ball up the floor. Stars will play man-to-man here. Fitzgerald on Poss. That's a mismatch if they could get him posted up. They go with a pick-and-roll back to Gay. Gay double-team. Just about walked with the basketball. He's lost his dribble to Nyberg. Nyberg comes down the baseline, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line, and they're going to give him two shots. And the foul on Bowman is his third. Matt is the first player in the game to have three fouls called on him. And Brandon Nyberg makes his first trip to the line. Brandon's had a nice second half with all six of his points plus four rebounds. But the free throw won't go. And it could come down to charity shots here in the final minute 45. Second free throw awaiting Nyberg. It's up and in. So Brandon gets one of two, and it's a two-point game. 41-39, Kearney Catholic. A minute 40 to go. St. Paul has only committed four fouls this half, so they've still got two to give. They can be chancy. They can risk going for the steal without sending them to the line, and there's the foul. They just kind of slap at Bowman. And the foul will be on Lewis Poss. That is his second, fifth team foul. And what we mean by the foul to give is they won't be shooting one-and-ones. Won't be shooting free throws until that seventh team foul, and they only have five. Minute and a half to go. Fitzgerald will throw into the backcourt to Reinke. And they spread out into a little 1-2-2 trap. They get it into Bowman. Bowman attacks the hoop. The scoop shot no good, and a foul call on St. Paul. Again, kind of getting underneath there was Brandon Nyberg this time. That's his second foul, and at the line, Matt Bowman. He's 0 of 1. Drew Butler's 2 of 2, and that's the only people that have been to the line this afternoon for Kearney Catholic. Bowman does have a team-high 10 points, 5 rebounds in the game. And Bowman will come to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. And the first one here by the senior is on the way, and it is no good. Don't forget, the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up. Keep it here on KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. Second free throw now for Bowman. Try and give the Stars a three-point lead. And Matt will put this one up, and it is off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Lewis Poss. That is his 11th of the game. So he's come alive here in the second half. Poss up the sideline, into the paint, all the way down. Charge Lewis Poss. He got deep, and Jared Reinke took the charge, and St. Paul is going to call a timeout, a full-length timeout, their first of the ball game. That is Lewis Poss's third foul. 1:14 remains in the game. Kearney Catholic has the ball at a 41-39 lead over St. Paul. We'll be right back.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic High School. Doug Duda saying once again a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, allowing us to bring you exciting high school basketball for the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. A minute 14 to go in the game. Kearney Catholic has the ball and a 41-39 lead over state-rated St. Paul, number 8 in C1. Full court pressure as they bring it up. Drew Butler across the timeline, picks his dribble up. They wanted a timeout. Now they didn't get it. Now to Reinke. Reinke's open underneath. He'll lay it up and score. Don Lees tried to call a timeout because his kids were in trouble, but just as he did, they made a nice pass and they score. 43-39, Stars by 4, 50 seconds to go. Brian Gay, an NBA 3, and it's an air ball out of bounds. 3 of 14, and again, we saw this happen to St. Paul over at Minden. They thought they needed to shoot a 3 with this kind of time and made a mistake. And now the ball knocked away. Kearney Catholic falls on the ball and turns it over. They called over and back, probably could have called a travel. Probably could have called a lot of things, but Kearney Catholic, whatever it was, it didn't look right. And so a violation against the Stars. The ball back to St. Paul with 40 seconds to go. Down by four, Lewis Poss trying to work off a pick, leaves it off for Gay. He's outside the arc. Bryant sets for another three-pointer, and it's no good. Rebound comes down to Kearney Catholic, and Jared Reinke will be fouled in the backcourt. 28 seconds to go, and a one-and-one coming up at the other end for Jared Reinke. The foul on Brian Gay will be his second. Still plenty of time left in the game because St. Paul has a bunch of timeouts, so they can score and stop the clock. And Kearney Catholic at the line is 2 of 5 in the game. Jared Reinke will shoot his first free throw of the game. He's got 10 points. The front end of the 1-1. It's on the way, and it's good. Misko's Sports Post Game Show is coming up. We'll give you all the final stats and then get you ready for the girls' championship at 6, Kearney Catholic and Centura. Boys' championship at 8, Adams Central Ravenna. Second free throw by Reinke on the way, and it is no good. It's a five-point game. Lewis Poss pulls down his 12th board. St. Paul now maybe they would need a three. Poss trapped in the backcourt. Ball knocked away. They're still not across the timeline, and Poss makes a long pass to Casey Poss down the baseline. 15 seconds. Got the jumper in the air, and it falls, and a timeout will be called. Well, it took a while, and it didn't look good, but at least St. Paul does get the bucket, and with 11.6 to go, it is 44-41. Kearney Catholic leads it by three. St. Paul calls a full-length timeout. We'll take it with them and be right back.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. Here's the story. 11.5 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic has the ball in a 44-41 lead over St. Paul. And they will throw it in. Full court pressure. Baseball pass to the other end. Bowman runs it down, takes it in, and the foul on Gay. That's all he could do. Two shots coming up. Good play by the Stars. Risky, but good. Bowman, they set up the home run pass. And he went all the way to the other end and caught it in stride. And Gay actually got a lot of basketball, but was fouled on Bowman. So now Matt goes to the line to shoot two. They are taking a chance because Matt is 0 of 3 from the line. 10.4 left to go. Bowman needs to make 1 of 2 to make it a two-possession game. And he'll take his time, put it up, and score. Matt Bowman with 3 in the quarter and 11 in the game. It's 45-41, so St. Paul needs a quick bucket and a timeout. No matter what happens here, Kearney Catholic does have two players down in case they need to try and get a rebound. They just want to make sure they don't foul. Bowman's second free throw, and that is no good. Poss has the rebound, and they need a quick score. Up the floor comes Lewis. Butler's on him. They're going to call the foul on Butler. Poss had his arm out, and Butler just kept leaning on him, and that's a 1-1. So the third foul on Drew Butler. There's the difference between putting a little pressure on and too much, and now Lewis Poss, 2 of 2, but boy, did he struggle at the line last night. 45-41. And let's see if he can make the first one to cut it to 3. 6.3 to go. First one is up, and it is dancing around and in. 11 points. And now you want to make the second one. Make it a two-point game. Give yourself a chance. I don't think you try and miss it here. There's 6.3 to go. So Poss to shoot the second free throw. If he misses, he misses. But I would try to make it at least. Poss tries, he puts it up, and it's in. And a timeout on the floor called by St. Paul, so this one is not over yet. 6 seconds to go in the game. Kearney Catholic has the ball in a 45-43 lead when we come back.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfields Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Doug Duda, along with our producer, engineer, and official statistician, Chris Baznett of the Kearney Hub, always kicking butt here. 6 seconds to go in the game. Boys' consolation. Kearney Catholic 45, St. Paul 43. Kearney Catholic to throw it in against full court pressure. St. Paul will try and get the steal. They will not guard the inbounds pass. Jared Reinke looks deep, walks the baseline, walks it, gets it into Butler. That's where they want it. Butler is fouled with 4.2. That's the kid I think you would want to have the ball, and they get it to him. And so Drew Butler will go to the line, and that is the 10th team foul. That becomes huge because he's going to get two no matter what. And so off to the line he goes. Foul was on Isaac Stone, his first. So Drew Butler can put the game away if he hits them both. If he doesn't, St. Paul's going to have a chance. They've got 4 seconds left. They got two timeouts. They could do a couple of things with those two timeouts. Kearney Catholic doesn't put anybody down to rebound. We'll see if that changes if Drew misses the first one. And Butler, 45-43, first free throw on the way, and it is good. 9 points for Drew Butler, 46-43. Brian Gay, Isaac Stone, Lewis Poss, Casey Poss, and Brady Townsend are the five on the floor right now for St. Paul. Kearney Catholic's not going to put anybody underneath. So St. Paul, if Kearney Catholic misses it, you would think St. Paul would want to get the rebound and call timeout. We'll find out. Butler for the win, up and in. Butler hits them both. And St. Paul throws it in short to Stone. Stone trying to get fouled, throws it up from half court. And that's the end of the basketball game. So Kearney Catholic up by 9. Got it caught there at the end and ended up holding on for the win. 47-43, the Stars knock off St. Paul. And the Wildcats will fall to 13-4. Kearney Catholic will improve to 12-6. We'll look at the numbers and be back right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. Go get a Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle, PC, CPA.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. Big thank you to Rick Petrie, the athletic director at Kearney Catholic, and all the fine folks here at the home of the Stars for their hospitality. It is time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center with Columbia gloves, Nike, and Adidas stocking caps to help keep you warm during this winter weather with the snow falling today as well. Red Ledge ski pants are on sale, and all Red Ledge ski coats are half off. They're open 7 days a week to serve you better. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Final score, Kearney Catholic 47 and St. Paul 43. Let's take a look at the final numbers of the ball game. First of all, for St. Paul, 6 players in the score column. Brandon Nyberg ended up with 7 points and 5 rebounds. Casey Poss, 9 points, 4 rebounds. Bobby McCann, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Isaac Stone, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Want to say hi to Helen out there listening on the web today again at kkpr.com. Thanks to her and all the listeners. Isaac, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Lewis Poss, playing on that bum ankle, was a little shy with it in the first half, but then got it going in the second half. He had no points and 4 rebounds in the first half, and in the second half, he had 12 points and 9 rebounds. So he will end up with 12 points and 13 rebounds in the basketball game. He also had one block. Brian Gay, 9 points, 4 rebounds. Jordan Kossler had a rebound. Brady Townsend, after a nice night last night, was shut out today. 1 rebound, 1 block, and Riley Peters, 1 rebound. St. Paul, 13 rebounds in the first half, hit the boards much better in the second half with 20. Free throw shooting 4-4 in the first half, 6 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting 1 of 8 in the first half, 2 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, the Cats, 10 of the first half and 11 in the second half. St. Paul had 19 points at halftime, 24 in the second half, and St. Paul will finish with 43 points, 33 rebounds, 10 out of 12 at the free throw line, 3 of 15 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 21 turnovers. The Wildcats will fall to 13-4 on the season, and it doesn't get any easier. Tuesday, they travel to Ravenna, and then they finish off the regular season at home on the 19th against Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll come back and look at the numbers. And by the way, for St. Paul, they shot 39% from the field today. They were 15 of 39 in the game, shot 39%. We'll come back and look at Kearney Catholic's numbers in 1 minute.
The place to head for coffee, sandwiches, and hot specials in Caro, it's Aces and Eights. Between the scrumptious food and the really cozy atmosphere, you'll find it hard to leave. Treat yourself and the family to Aces and Eights, coffee, cafe, and general store in downtown Caro.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on KKPR. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for the Kearney Catholic Stars, as they had 8 players get in the scorebook today. Pretty balanced all the way through. They may have had some stretches where they went on many runs and many droughts, but they had 11 points in 3 of the 4 quarters and 14 back in the second quarter. Jared Reinke tied for the team high in scoring with 11 points. He had 4 rebounds. Jacob O'Brien hit a 3-pointer for his total 1 rebound. Keegan Fitzgerald, 5 points in the first quarter, and that was it. 5 points, 3 rebounds. Tyson Colling hit a 3-pointer. He had 2 rebounds. Brian Hoosman, 1 rebound. David Squires, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Drew Butler hit the game-winning free throws there with 4 seconds left. Ended up with 10 points, 2 rebounds. Alex Leese, 2 points. And Matt Bowman, 11 points, 5 rebounds to lead the team. 16 rebounds in the first half, only 6 in the second half for Kearney Catholic. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, and all of their second-half free throws were in the fourth quarter, where they were 4 of 8. Three-point shooting, 5 of 13 in the first half, 2 of 13 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 of the first half, 7 more in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 25 points at halftime, 22 in the second half, and they will finish with 47 points, 22 rebounds, 6 out of 11 at the free-throw line, 7 of 26 from three-point land, no blocks, 14 turnovers, but Kearney Catholic found a way to get it done and improved to 12-6 with a 47-43 win over St. Paul. They were 17 of 53 from the field for just 32%, but they go to 12-6. And up next for the Stars, Kearney Catholic will be hosting Centura Tuesday, then off to Loup City Thursday. They play Adams Central at the Heartland Hoops Classic next Saturday, and you'll be able to hear that game on ESPN 1460 as they take on Adams Central. And then they have the makeup game with Grand Island Central Catholic on the 15th. So they've got 4 games in a week's worth of time starting next Tuesday. And we are joined right now by the head coach, Don Leese. And coach, 2 wins over 2 state-rated teams this week. You played 3 of them, and you get a win tonight here at home over St. Paul, 47-43.
Yeah, you know, I was, your third-place game, you kind of sometimes wonder how the kids are going to come out and play, and I thought our kids came out and really played hard and got after things. There in the first quarter, we kind of rotated some people in, and the young kids came in and played very well for us to keep it, you know, in a situation where we could, you know, manage some things. And in the third quarter, we came out, we hit some threes, then we went inside to Bow a few times and so on. Then they made a little run there in the fourth quarter and cut it back to two. It wasn't because we weren't executing. We just started getting into that Ravenna funk where we missed some shots, you know. Sorry, Chris. I just saw you there, so I just... But, you know, we just missed some shots, and then they made a run on us, and then, you know, we made some free throws down the stretch, and which was nice to see some of them go to the line and make some free throws.
The story can't always be seen in the numbers, and that's probably a good thing because as Baz and I are going over the stats here, you were 6 of 11 at the line, 4 of 8 in the fourth quarter, but you hit the two down the stretch of the last three that you needed to hit. You got out-rebounded, and you shot 32% compared to their 39%. So there must have been an intangible in there somewhere that I'm not seeing in this ballgame. You got a few more shots, but you made a couple more buckets, and I guess you win by a couple more buckets.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just like last night, we take 17 more shots and commit six less turnovers, and, you know, we lose the game. And then tonight we come out and we, you know, get out-rebounded, and the stats aren't in our favor, and we win the game. I'm just glad we won. I can't sit there and go, you know, I can't point at one thing that, you know, really pointed to, you know. You know, I was just glad our kids came out. And I was glad we came out and we played hard. I thought, you know, they came out and played with some intensity and got after some things.
For St. Paul, Lewis Poss banged his ankle up, and I guess maybe he was a little timid in the first half, or else you just shut him down in the first half. Things changed a little bit there in the second half. What about just the way you played him tonight?
Well, you know, our biggest thing was to try to keep him from getting into the middle. You know, so we trapped him a lot in the first half, and in the second half we tried to keep him, you know, out of the middle, and he kind of drove on us some more, and then he hit a couple of threes, which, you know, that's what I was telling him, you know, if we're going to give him something, we got to give him, you know, the three ball, you know, with the hand in the face, but we didn't quite get out there in time on some of the, you know, hands up. But, you know, he stepped out and hit some threes on us. But we kept him out of the paint for the most part, which was what we wanted to do is, you know, our main object was keep him out of the paint and then get on Brian Gay as much as we can and try to keep him from shooting, you know, NBA threes and knocking those down. So, you know, we did some of those things tonight.
Well, I know both you and St. Paul have got a tough stretch here to end the season. You've actually got a couple more games to play than they do. And I know they were talking about wild card and staying in the wild card and maybe got knocked out of that. That hasn't been a spot you got to worry about. But you have to be satisfied that you've got a little winning streak going into these final four games of the regular season.
You know, and that's what I tell the kids, you know. We came into, you know, about 2 weeks ago, I said, you know, guys, I said, the main thing we need to do is just keep on improving. You know, in St. Cecilia, when we played them, we kind of ran some stuff in the second half that I kind of liked. So we kind of been sticking with that, a little bit of matching up and running and jumping and doing some of those things. And the kids enjoy it. They get after it. So we've been kind of staying with some of that and just switching up our presses here and there. It's nice to see them, you know, continue to work and work hard and try to get better because that's, you know, the main thing. That's what I keep telling them, you know, in 2 weeks we start the single elimination tournament, and that's when you want to be playing your best basketball at that time, and whatever happens, happens at that point, but you want to be going into that game, you know, playing your best basketball.
I'll let you out of here with this. You mentioned last night's shot selection wasn't always the greatest, and it's never going to be perfect in a high school game, but most of the games I've seen, Jared Reinke hasn't shot the ball so much. Tonight he comes out and he gets 11 points for you. Was that a point of emphasis, or did that just happen?
Well, you know, I just told Jared one of the things that he can do is when he enters the ball into the post, you know, to relocate and spot up because they're going to collapse down in on Bowman, and he did a good job of that. So he, you know, took some open looks on those situations and, you know, hit some shots for us tonight. And then he drove to the basket a couple of times, and, you know, that's his game, is to drive to the basket. But, you know, if he can hit a couple outside shots, then you got to come running at him, and then he can, you know, can use what he usually does very well is drive to the basket. So he did a good job tonight, Jared did.
47-43, third place in the Lou Platte, as Coach Parlin said on the girls' side. Yeah, it's not first, but if you're going to get a plaque in this tournament, you've done pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're coming in here, you know, you got two, you know, you got three teams that, you know, with combined, you know, I don't even know what the combined records were, you know, coming in with one, each of them having about one or two losses. I, you know, coming out of here with third place trophy is nothing, you know, that to hang our heads about. I told them that's a great accomplishment, guys, with the talent that's out here in the Lou Platte Conference. Coming out of here with third place is a good feat for us. And, you know, we had a chance last night and things just didn't go our way, and should be a heck of a final tonight. Should be fun to watch, and you know, I'll go have some soup and just watch some games.
Time to at least take a little breather for yourself. Don, as always, thanks for the time.
Yep, thank you, Doug.
Don Lees, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. They win at 47-43, and they improved to 12-6 on the season. Earlier today, it was a 49-35 win in the girls' consolation game. Wood River, a winner over Adams Central. In the Fort Kearney Conference, it has been SCM taking a 72-51 win over Eustace Farnham. And earlier today, a 42-34 win in the girls' game, Pleasanton, in the consolation over Wilcox Hildreth, picking up the win there. So we're up to the championships. 6 o'clock here, Kearney Catholic Centura girls, Ravenna Adams Central boys at 8 on KKPR and KKPR.com. The Fort Kearney Conference Finals can be heard on ESPN 1460, Axtell Loomis girls at 6, and the Axtell and Overton boys at 8. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Again, the final in our boys' game, Kearney Catholic 47, St. Paul 43. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.